How many of you have sold as a career before, in some shape or form? How many of you want to build sales as a core skill in your career going forward? And the way we're going to do it is, this Razorpreneur is not about Sensi Smart 3 or any of our other products, but about Bombay Shaving Company's freshly launched Omni Blade. Person who sells the highest in the next 45 minutes will get an offer to interview for an internship at Rebel Foods and Bombay Shaving Company both in the summer of 2026.
It's good, like it shelves very well.
Yaar, mere paas 25,000 ka stock pada hai. Tum mere ko kya bech rahe ho yaar?
I love it. Done, 12 done. Well done, well done. Aapko kya lagta hai aaj kaun si team jeetegi? Team Ankush or Team Shantanu?
Obviously Team Ankush.
And I'm going to tell you why I'm selling this team. The winner of Razorpreneur All India will get But हमारे time पे I remember CBZ, Charisma, Pulsar, I had an Avenger. These are the big bikes. But now this is now the ultimate machine for expression for a 18, 19, 20 year old college kid.
Man, looks nice.
आपको क्या लगता है आज आपको कौन सी टीम जीतेगी? Team Ankush or Team Shantanu?
Obviously Team Ankush.
In terms of selling more Omni Blades, but on the bike, you think you can beat me on the bike also?
Yeah.
Let's go. एक सेकंड 3-2-1 करना होगा इस पे. ओ रुक जा. ओ हेलो. 3-2-1 go.
Hello sir and Mr. Ankush sir, for being here today, we know how valuable your time is and we are genuinely appreciate that you chose to spend with us. We are also thankful to the creative minds from Yuso and KTM team.
Hello. How are you? Thanks for being so casually dressed. I think I'm naked now.
No reason to. It's a fantastic product. But when a customer is 17, 18, 19, they're going to make the choice for the first time. So when they're going to choose for the first time, can you be considered as a brand compared to a brand their dad uses? And we realized an interesting insight. I don't know Ankush whether Deepak has ever told you. But the first product a man would buy, maybe in our generation, was a 20-25 rupee guard. Fantastic product.
Yeah.
At the age of 18. Today the first product a man is buying is a 500 rupee trimmer at the age of 14. And guess who doesn't make trimmers? So I have the opportunity to get customer 4 years before they enter the market. Isn't that cool? So at 14-15, if they're buying a Bombay Shaving Company trimmer, by the time they get to 18-19, many times people are actually extending their first shave. They're like, "Meko shave nahi karna, trim kar lunga, shave nahi karna." Basically, I have young employees in Bombay Shaving Company, 23, 24, 25, who have never shaved. They just like to trim. So when they decide to shave, they have to get married, they have to go for a job interview, whatever. Then if they've used a Bombay Shaving Company trimmer for 4, 5, 6, 3 years, at that point, if they're going to choose between BSC, do you think we have a better chance? And that's the insight.
Realize there's no Indian chain. If you ask today, Domino's is international, McDonald's is international, so there's no Indian food chain. And Rose is the first thing we started Faso's with way back in 2012. The small stores, I don't know you guys what age at that time. So I'm talking 13 years back. But that's where Faso's started. And we were struggling because food delivery was not that big. So a lot of learnings, and then things clicked. We started creating a category called wraps, which was not there. So burger is a category, pizza is a category, North Indian is a category, but wraps was never a category. Just to tell you, Faso's now do around 350 crore revenue per month. Only Faso's as a brand.
Wow.
Selling wraps. So that's the one thing which we create category. So we asked our customer, have you ever seen our outlet? And people said no. They still are ordering. So that's where something which was globally the first thing, now called Cloud Kitchen, Ghost Kitchen, born in 2015. And as Shantanu mentioned, every time you have to sell and you have realizations. That's the first realization we had, that customer think one brand, one cuisine. So Faso's means wraps. So Faso's biryani or no? Like tomorrow if Burger King or McD start selling salads, they will not. So that's why we thought okay, biryani need to have a brand, pizza need to have a brand. So that's where the Behrouz was born in 2015 late. And today it's the largest single brand with like 400 locations in India and Dubai. So we are not a food company, we are a food tech company. Now the tech is, how do we manage all of this complexity in our kitchen? What's our foundation is? So we had this operating system, which is Rebel operating system, where everything is managed. So when you place an order, the inventory get consumed, the rider get installed, everything is around that. So that's the tech part of our business. We got the world's second largest burger brand called Wendy's to India. And that's how our journey is. So today we're not profitable. So I think plus one to Shantanu for being profitable.
We're all consumers of what he sells, by the way. We may or may not be users of razors or trimmers, but everyone eats food 3 to 4 times a day. Everyone has a point of view on his business, which is very difficult for someone who's running the largest food cloud kitchen business in the world to actually get right more often than not. The ability to kind of figure out, oh, I'm sitting alone, so I might have a different bar or a different occasion, but I'm with my family, so I want to have something different. Person can drive a Mercedes or will not drive a Maruti, but a person can have a 10 rupee, you know, vada pav or, you know, 5,000 rupee meal at an Oberoi's, same person. These are all very, very deep consumer insights. They sound very obvious once someone has said them.
Yeah.
But before they're articulated, it's very hard to get there. And then making decisions on that. And now I wanted to actually come to selling as a core skill, right? So I actually wanted to get a pulse of the room. How many of you have sold as a career before, in some shape or form, in your work experience, business development, sales, B2B, B2C, doesn't matter. How many of you want to build sales as a core skill in your career going forward? Now, that's a fairly low number of people. Okay, so people who are not raising, what do you want to build as a core skill?
I want to revive businesses, like consulting.
Consulting. So what is consulting all about?
Consulting is reviving either business or growing it or on expansion side of it.
Yeah, but who's going to do? Who's going to give you the job? So how are they going to choose you over 5 other consultants?
If I sell them my
correct
side, right?
How will you do that? You're going to compete with Bain and McKinsey and BCG and EY and all of these guys who've been doing it for years. Why will Bombay Shaving Company come to you? Why will Rebel? Why will Ankush come to you?
And say, I stand out from
how?
If I know how to sell myself.
Correct. Right. So it is important for you as a skill. It may not be your core skill, but I can guarantee you, 80% of McKinsey partners are selling. You think they're advising clients? They're not. The art of selling. This is core entrepreneurship. You guys have done it. I have not said anything. This is what core entrepreneurship is the ability to understand a consumer need case. A consumer wants a particular kind of food or a particular kind of grooming requirement. Like yesterday, for example, I realized I had a lot of hair on my arms and I was going to come to Mumbai, which was very humid, and I wanted the hair off my arms. And I didn't want to go to a salon, I didn't have the time. That's a very unique use case that Bombay Shaving Company solves through a hair removal spray. You spray it and you wash it off and you have smooth arms like these. I myself, like, look at my arms and feel like, wow, kya arms hai mere, which I don't like. By the way, men, I'm telling you, men have this insane inability to see their own body. So when the hair goes off, they're like, wow, this was underneath it. So there's a use case. For example, with Ankush also, there's a use case of a particular kind of brand. It could be a burger, it could be a biryani, it could be a wrap, but he knows if you're a college student when you want to have it, why you want to have it, at what price you want to have it, what does he have to deliver. So there's an understanding of consumer. There's a product that adds value, that has a comparative advantage, that is priced to create value, like Ankush said. And then there's an articulation of this. There's an articulation of this whole messaging that, hey, I know this is what you want. Here's what I have made. Here's why you should buy it now. And then there is the art of making sure the transaction is complete, the consumer gets the product and has the best experience possible that you could create while you are making the product, and then post-sale service that happens.
Can you raise up in our content before?
You have?
Awesome. So Razorbana was started as a on-campus, and many of you are first year, so this is a good time to get you in.
It started as an on-campus for students selling challenge. People who sold one of our freshly launched products, it was either Sensi Smart 3 or whatever we were launching, has to register for the contest and go and sell. The person who sells the most, we called the top 10 Razorbanas to my home, and we actually did a pitch where we funded, I think, 2 or 3 of their businesses. and they were like awarded the Razorpreneur Challenge winners and all of that stuff. It was really fun. And it was amazing content, right? We had amazing experts, we had guides, we had CEOs, we had Vani Kola, we had Vivek Gambhir, Shantanu Khosla, like top FMCG CEOs guiding these folks. So it was a phenomenal experience for a month or so. This time we've actually taken it to the next level. We've tied up with a brand called KTM Duke. Have you guys heard of it? There are two freshly launched KTM Duke 160 bikes right outside your college. And KTM Duke wants to work with Barbershop and the Razorpreneur and Bombay Shaving Company to reward people who know how to sell well. And the way we're going to do it is, this Razorpreneur is not about Sensi Smart 3 or any of our other products, but about Bombay Shaving Company's freshly launched Omni Blade. The idea is very simple. And I'm going to tell you why I'm selling this to you. You have to register to become a Razorpreneur. Everyone who registers gets their own coupon code, individual, unique coupon code. You can use that coupon code to get anyone to buy a Bombay Shaving Company Omni Blade on the website. Anyone who uses your coupon code adds to your counter. The winner of Razorpreneur All India will get a Duke KTM 390cc bike. Yes. The next six, number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, will get a Duke KTM 160cc freshly launched bike. You'll win it. And today, we're going to get you guys to start. And I'll tell you how we're going to do the next half an hour. That's going to be fun. But let me tell you how to sell the Omni Blade. Here's the fun part. People have stopped liking shaving. They don't like to shave because people feel like their skin is sensitive. It's hot, it's tropical, there's acne, people have beards. People don't like to shave. It just is inconvenient. People like trimming, but trimming doesn't give you a close enough experience. Hence comes the Omni Blade. The Omni Blade is a trimmer that behaves like a razor. It gives you a close shave without putting a metal blade deep into your skin. It has got fast charging. It charges in exactly 60 minutes. It runs for 90 minutes. So many times people just forget when's the last time they charged it. It just goes on and on. It's got a C-type charger. You don't have to keep looking for different kinds of chargers. You can use your mobile phone charger to charge it. It's waterproof. And the MRP is 2300. But anyone who's a Razorpreneur can sell this for 999 rupees. So if your coupon code is used, your customer gets a 999 rupee Omni Blade. Also, three Omni Blades that will be sold through the Razorpreneur Challenge will have a Duke KTM 160cc key in it. How many do you think you guys can sell in 40 days? How many? 100. Okay, we have 100 here. Okay, what's your name? Darshan is 100. Arnab, we're putting this down. 100 with Darshan. Okay, yes. 150. 200. This is the auction. Lag raha. Sold. You want to go outside? You sell it outside on the streets. You want to do that in your cafeteria, campus, WhatsApp groups, online, whatever you want. You do it. The person who sells the highest in the next 45 minutes will get an offer to interview for an internship at Rebel Foods and Bombay Shaving Company both. In the summer of 2026. What's the golden equation for a D2C website or a Amazon page or a Blinkit page? Number of visitors into conversion rate into average order value into repeat. If you increase each of these by 20%, number of customers goes from 100 to 120. Conversion rate goes from 2% to 2.4%. Average order value goes from 500 to 600. And repeat rate goes from 20% to 22% or 24%. The sales doubles. It's about 10 things you do, 30% more, 40% more, suddenly you have a 2x outcome. Aise nahi ki chota 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 sab kuch badh jata, then becomes multiplicative.
The festive season is coming up, so you might want to give gifts to your friends, your families and everything, and we believe that this is the best gift that you can give to them.
Sure.
If you're willing, I would like to describe all the features, you know, what makes it unique from the other products. So it only takes 1 hour to charge. So okay. As compared to the other products, it takes only 1 hour to charge and the runtime is 90 minutes, which is quite long.
Yes.
Apart from that, it uses the USB-C type charger. So basically it's same as a phone. So it is portable. You know, if you want to charge a phone, you can charge it as well. And then secondly, it offers you amazing grip. So that is a very good feature. That exactly. is a must for trimmers, I guess. What I think is best is that it has only 1 hour charge time. My current trimmer usually takes 6 to 7 hours to charge for 90 minutes of runtime.
Right. That's where we get the competitive.
I'm kind of interested in it. Thank you.
How's it going? Did you get saved? यार मेरे पास 25,000 का स्टॉक पड़ा है यार तुम मेरे को क्या बेच रहे हो यार तुम मेरे लिए बेचो करो करो चलो 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 एक सेल हो गया ट्राइंग ट्राइंग ओके 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 खुद खरीदो यार हो रहा है मिस्टर कंसल्टेंट करो करो यार यो नाइस स्माइल वेरी गुड
You have a beard, do you want to buy a trim?
I have 25,000 of these in my warehouse. And I make them. No, I'm not the right guy.
26! Very cool, okay. Sir, what's your name?
Dhruv Jachu.
Dhruv, how many of them you bought yourself? None?
So I haven't bought a single piece for myself. I have bought
another. Oh, wow. But other 25, 26, 25 have been sold to your friends and people have...
So I asked 4 or 5 of my friends and they committed me that they would be selling 4 to 5. 4 or 5.
Chain, Amway.
They have Amway'd it. No, that's very good. But they have bought on your code till now?
Yeah, so I have bought for them and I have delivered at their address
only. Okay, so do you, your coupon code is used 26 yeah, times, is it?
I have done the payment.
Wow, Arnav kidhar hai? Okay. Oh, the data is coming. That's, Dhruv, that's fucking, oh, am I allowed to swear? Oh, it's totally worthwhile. That's insane. Okay, that's 12. She's on the, I love it. Done, 12 done? Well done, well done. What's your name?
Kritika.
Kritika is 12, there's a 12 here. What's your name? Shivansh. 12-12 bhej diya yaar. 12-12, 26-12 toh mera hai. You should actually announce the winners.
Firstly, thank you guys so much for the participation and the
big round of applause to everyone.
Yes, thank you. I know it's in the evening, we want to go back home, but the spirit of selling.
Yes, absolutely.
Is incredible. Kent also, Dhruv with 26.
Whoa. So how many total?
Kriti with 13.
Whoa, well done.
He's probably still selling. Shivansh with 12.
Shiva.
And you have clearly outdone Vidya Lankar.
So there is someone else with 12 also, no? 13, 12, 10, I think it's Prashit.
10.
Anyone else in the double digits? Come. Ankush, aap do yaar. Aap do.
Come through Shivansh and
Shivansh. Immediate ROI.
Well done. And Shivansh, here you go. Well done, dude. Are nahi yaar, well done. Thank you to Ankush. Ankush has come from a very, he thought this was NMIMS closer to his house, but it turned out to be very far away. And to come, he has a very busy schedule. Rebel is a very operationally heavy business. 450 cloud kitchens, so many orders per day. And he's a very detail-oriented guy. So thank you, Ankush, for taking the time and coming and spending
it. It was really amazing to be here today. Really amazing to be here, especially the energy. So, sab kuch band ho gaya toh.
All signs to go home now. So do well, I think. Just be confident. And I think India needs you guys to build amazing companies and do well. So all the best.
Thank you. So Razorpreneur has now started. This was just a small exercise. 3 people got internship offers. I think there will be some hampers coming your way and so on as once we consolidate the data from this college. But this is just the start. The Razorpreneur will go on till 30th September. That will be, you know, time well spent for us. And if you guys want to enjoy the Razorpreneur campaign itself, that'll be great fun for all of us to have. So I'm hoping to come back here soon. And thank you for being such wonderful, energetic participants. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.